from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
It's the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this Wednesday morning. When you do, this is what you will be talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get the cheat sheet started off with item number one. Let's jump right in with baseball. Let's just get it out of the way, shall we? The Atlanta Braves dropped 3 out of 4 on the road at the Philadelphia Phillies. I told you going into that series, if the Braves did any worse than a split, you can go ahead and write off their ability to chase down the Phillies and take the NL East championship away from them. That's not happening. The Braves, even after last night's win over the Rockies, which we'll talk about here in just a minute, are 7 games back in the NL East of the Philadelphia Phillies. They are not overcoming that when they're sitting on about 22 games left to play on the docket. They're not chasing them down. Now the question mark for the Atlanta Braves is, can you stay up above the New York Mets? The Mets are just a half game back of the Braves. So you gotta win the ones that you gotta win if you are Atlanta. And the next three are gotta win games as you square up with the 51-88 Colorado Rockies. Game one in the books last night, the Bravos a 3-0 win at home in Truist against the Rockies. Chris Sale got credited for his 16th win this season, went seven innings, gave up 6 hits, no runs allowed, and Cade Nine, including K number 200 on the year for Chris Sale. The guy has been a revelation for Atlanta since coming over. We talked about, hey, I don't need Chris Sale to be a monster. I just need Chris Sale to be good. Well, Chris Sale has been a monster, and the only reason the Braves are even in the wild card position they're in over the Mets is in large part because of Chris Sale. It is the first time that he reached the 200K mark since 2019. 7 strong innings in that 3-0 win. The Braves right now leaning on Chris Sale. That is 6 straight for him. Gone 15 straight starts, allowing no more than 3 earned runs. He is a guy that was near the top of the AL Cy Young Award balloting. Yeah, no, I was right. I got this. Balloting for 7 consecutive seasons. He's going to win it this year. He's like minus 5,000 to win the NL Cy Young at this point. Sale allowed 6 hits. Fan 9 to push his season total to 206. His most since the Red Sox 2019 season when he had 219. Did suffer a series of injuries after that, but he is back. Sale said he doesn't care about the milestone. His only goal, helping the Braves go deep into the playoffs. Well, they're going to have to get into the playoffs before they can go deep into the playoffs, and this win did help as they have got to stay above the Mets. The Mets also got a dub yesterday, meaning the distance stays at 0.5. The Braves offense, which did look like it woke up a little bit in the series leading up to Philly and in the series against Philly, where it just looks like they got beat by a good team in the Philadelphia Phillies, is back to being okay. They got 7 hits last night, 2 from Michael Harris II, 1 from Marcell Ozuna, 1 from Laureano, 1 from Merrifield, and 2 from Gio Urshela. Remember, he got DFA'd by the Tigers a couple of weeks ago. Came over when Austin Riley got banged up. Here's the Braves' MO at this point, all right? Win, survive, get healthy. But here is the good news for Atlanta. They've got two more against a bad Colorado Rockies team. They are going to have to win those. Charlie Morton goes tonight at 7:20. Reynaldo Lopez goes on Thursday. Then, no days off. Max Fried takes the bump, followed by Spencer Schwellenbach, and then Chris Sale in a three-game set against Toronto on the 6th, 7th, and 8th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No days off before they have a one-game set against the Reds. That's a makeup date. Charlie Morton on the bump. And then September 10th, 11th, they've got the Washington Nationals on the road. Lopez and Fried are scheduled. Then you get into the meat and potatoes down the stretch. On the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th, you got a four-game set at home against the LA Dodgers, the best team in the National League, coming to Atlanta. Then you turn around a three-game set against the Reds. The Reds have been kind of a pain for the Braves as they took the first series away from Atlanta, and you got to go to the Great American Ballpark for that. You're back on the road for a three-game set against Miami on the 20, 21st, and 22nd. Then you've got a three-game set at the house in what will likely be a must sweep of the New York Mets coming to town, and then a three-gamer at home in interleague play against the Royals to finish up the season. The Royals are a very good team as well. Not an easy end of the slate for the Bravos in a basically a 21-ish game set that they will have to play plus 500 baseball to stay out ahead of the New York Mets. Let's get to item number two. Your AP Top 25 poll for week number two has dropped. No surprise, the Georgia Bulldogs remain on top after the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Their demo job on the Clemson Tigers, they take 57 of 62 first place votes. The other five first place votes all went to the Buckeyes of Ohio State, who stay in that number two position after they took a little while to get going against Akron, but once they did, there was no slowing down that train. The Bucknuts check in at number two. In third place, the Longhorns. Don't do that. It's vulgar. The Longhorns at number three. Alabama jumps to number four, and Notre Dame rounds out your top five. The Irish, after going down to the compound and knocking off the Colt, jump two spots up. Ole Miss stays in their role at number six. And look at that. Rob Brown's preseason national championship selection. Not a great start. It took the Ducks all four quarters to get by the Vandals of Idaho. They drop four positions down to number seven. The biggest movers in the top 10 going the wrong way. Penn State remains solid at number eight. Mizzou jumps up a couple of spots to number nine. They leapfrog Michigan, who falls down to round out your top 10. 11 through 15, the Utah Utes up a spot. The Miami Hurricanes jump seven spots up to number 12 after they went up to the Swamp and knocked off the Gators in a big one. They're now inside the top 12. The USC Trojans, 10 spots, the biggest movers in the week one to week two poll. The Trojans, after they get a wild win in a classic against LSU, up 10 spots to number 13. Tennessee is 14. They move up a spot. So does Oklahoma to 15, Oklahoma State to 16, and Kansas State to 17. After that loss to USC, the LSU Tigers are the highest ranked 0-1 team in college football at number 18, down five spots after the loss to the Trojans. Kansas moves up three spots to 19. The Arizona Wildcats are number 20, up a spot. Iowa moves from 25 to 21, four spots up. Louisville was not ranked last week. Georgia Tech was not ranked last week. They are 22 and 23. The NC State Wolfpack stay in their position at 24 and rounding out the top 25. The second highest ranked 0-1 team on the docket, the Clemson Tigers, are at number 25 in this week's AP Top 25 poll. They drop 11 spots after their loss to UGA. So that's where it stands in week number two. Anything shock you out of that, Zoe?
Clemson still being top 25.
I mean, you're going to get some bonus points because you lost to Georgia, even if you got blown out, right? Like, there's two 0-1 teams on the docket. Two teams with any losses
on
the docket.
I'm not cracking on Clemson. I know it sounds that way. Why are there any teams in the top 25 that are 0-1?
LSU's going to
find a couple other teams to throw in there until these teams come back and win something and move those guys.
Well, I would point this out. Here are the teams that are next in line. Tell me who you'd replace. Texas A&M, 0-1.
0-1,
okay.
Yeah.
Boston College, they went to Florida State, but the team they beat is now 0-2.
Yeah, but still, Boston College won, right?
They did won.
They won, so why not put them in there?
I think that's honestly, it's as much a referendum on Florida State as it is on Boston College. No. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, it's the first week of this or whatever, and just take teams that haven't won a game and leave them out for this week. They're probably going to right the ship and be back in next week, but leave them out this week. It just doesn't look right.
Top unranked teams, A&M, Boston College, Boise State, Iowa State, Memphis, Nebraska, SMU, Washington, Liberty, Wisconsin, Vanderbilt, Auburn, Tulane, Northern. I'll tell you what, I don't know that Auburn doesn't get a nod. I mean, granted, they beat Alabama A&M, but they put 73 up on them. I don't know that Auburn doesn't deserve the nod.
And still, they put a couple losing teams ahead of them. It doesn't make sense.
I don't disagree. The only thing that makes less sense than the week two rankings are the preseason rankings. Am I right, Florida State? Am I right? All right, there you go. And finally, item number three on the water cooler cheat sheet. Probably should have got to this yesterday. Didn't get a chance to, and also was working from home and chaos ensued, so I'll do it now. Yesterday, Bryce Young named one of the Carolina Panthers' six team captains for the 2023 campaign. Alongside BY, season-long captains will include wide receiver Adam Thielen, right tackle Taylor Moton, linebackers Brian Burns and Shaq Thompson, and punter and friend of the show, Johnny Hecker. When asked what that means to him, the 22-year-old said he's thankful for the process. He said, quote, "It is a real honor. It's something I definitely don't take lightly. It means a lot to me to be a captain, and I'm super grateful for my teammates for accepting me and allowing me to come in. This has been a great experience for me. It's a great locker room, a great coaching staff, and again, everyone just accepting me and allowing me to grow and us to be able to progress as a team. It's something that I really take a lot of pride in. It's a huge honor for me, and obviously there's a responsibility that comes with that as well, so I'm excited for that challenge, and I don't take that lightly." Of course, Bryce Young will get his first start as a captain this Sunday when the Carolina Panthers are down on the Big Easy at 1 p.m. to take on our New Orleans Saints.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.